Well, our final conversation with the man across the way from me. We talked with cross country in the fall and now track and field once again here in the springtime. Head coach Tom Schrigerow, have you recovered from the 2 days of state track?
I believe I have. Yeah, it took me a little bit, but yeah. Usually the second day after, I'm just kind of a little, I like to be my own, you know, just try not to associate a whole lot because I get a little grumpy, a little edgy, a little edgy on the day after. You know, just it just takes so much energy while you're there, you know, to just be at state track and make sure we get kids where we need to be, and then, you know, where are we eating, where are we not eating, what do we do? It's just a long 2 days, but it's well worth 2 days, yeah.
And Wednesday, Thursday, I mean, you're done. You're out of there by Thursday, and they got the weekend because do you like Wednesday, Thursday? Or I think I asked you this, or would you go Friday, Saturday?
I like Wednesday, Thursday. It's okay. I understand why we go Wednesday, Thursday, and C&D go on Friday, Saturday. Just there's more people on, I believe, that will attend on the Friday, Saturday just by the number of schools. So I think that's probably a little of it. Personally, I would like to go back to a two-day track meet where we have, you know, Friday is prelims and then all finals on Saturday. I know that it gets very congested around the track, but I think that is a very special venue when you have, you know, I've seen it both ways, and I really kind of lean more towards the old way than I like the new way. But I understand some of the reasons why that we're away from that, but I really kind of like that old way myself.
You know who to talk to down there in Lincoln and Omaha. Lincoln, more likely, at the NSA office, to try to pull some strings down there.
Sure, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm sure we could make that swing a little bit, but yeah. Yeah, you know, I like it either way. It seems like a more relaxed atmosphere to me the way it is now. The other way, I think there was a little more, you know, I don't know how to say that, more like the atmosphere was more electric to me the other way.
Right. So, yeah. I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. You bet. Yeah, it's just a different feel.
We will see if that ever happens again.
We will see what happens. Yeah. But, yeah, I really like that Friday, Saturday. I thought I would like this way. I do like it, but I really like the other way better.
Pros and cons.
Yep,
100%. In both of them.
Yep,
exactly.
100%. Yep.
You had a triple jumper down there, and you had your 4x1s. Talk about triple jumpers first, and Blake, you know, coming off the 43 up at District, and I watched him down there a little bit. Just it was a cool morning. The air was kind of heavy. You know, for some, it was kind of tough, wasn't it?
Well, I would say tough for most. When you think about, you know, 9:30 in the morning is when triple jump started. The air was cool, and for sprinters and jumpers, the cool air, I think, makes it a little more difficult for them to warm up and be prepared and ready to go. I don't think there was any, you know, the young man from Aurora jumped 49 feet in districts. He jumped 47 feet, so he was 2 foot off his PR as well. So I think that cool air in the morning has a lot to do with that. Time of day also, you know, kids aren't accustomed to getting up at 9:30 and competing. So I think that all that kind of plays into it. And, you know, like we discussed earlier, having that long session, you know, that we went to 2 days, I think that also, you know, we're having field events in the morning. I think that, you know, I just think that early morning has a factor on that. It also affected the long jump, if you watched the long jump, because I went and watched the long jump the next morning, and we had several guys that were in the 24-foot range, and nobody hit anywhere near that. Mm-hmm. So, so I think that the cool air in the morning definitely had a factor on Blake's performance. The effort was given, you know, because he was working hard, but it was just he struggled getting on the board a little bit, probably because it was cool. You know, he's had a great season, really made leaps and bounds from a year ago. I think that he's going to continue to do that, you know. I would like to see him find the weight room a little bit and make himself a little stronger. If he could do that, I think he's going to really pop some monster jumps in the next couple of years, which would be fun to watch.
He also ran a leg on the 4x1, didn't quite run the time he did up at districts, but those four really came along late in the season, didn't they?
They really came along, you know, very exciting. You know, district day when they qualified, it was just, you know, hats off to those four boys. They really worked hard. Miles was our leadoff guy, Miles Pullman, you know, and we weren't real sure coming into season whether he would even be able to compete, you know, because he's been battling an injury since last fall. So He finally got the clearance to compete, and Coach Barry worked with him and got him back in a little shape. He also long jumped for us on district day. It was near 21 feet, so that was exciting to see for Miles as well. So, you know, he came a long way in a short amount of time, so it's exciting for him. Blake was our number two. He runs the backstretch for us, does an excellent job there, and he hands off to Creighton. Those two boys, they must practice that in their sleep, because they really couldn't make that exchange much better than what they are than what they had the last couple meets, because there was no room for error at districts for them. And then at state meet, it was very similar, that exchange. And then, Creighton Ureste runs a turn on number three for us, so he's does an excellent job. And then Oliver Corbett was our anchor, and he really came along through the season as well. You know, he started off, running, it was over 11.5. He's close to 11.6, maybe 11.7 early. But as the season went along, he just got better, into better sprint shape, got more attuned to running the 100 meters, and he ran down 11.2s. So that was exciting to see for Oliver, just exciting to watch those guys get better. And Oliver, as a sophomore, was his first year, and we really weren't sure where he was going to fit, and he really thought he ought to try the half mile. Well, he tried that once.
It's like, this is not for me.
He was like, no, I'm not doing that one again. So, and really, we just – we're trying to figure out where Oliver fit the best, and wound up just the sprints were where he fit best, and that's one thing kids need to learn is it's okay to switch events and try something different because something's going to fit you. Yeah, so there's 17 events, so something will fit better than most. So worked out pretty well. Just really exciting for those guys to get to the state meet, and then they didn't run a career best or a season's best by any ways, but still ran that low 44s. Which was exciting for him as well.
We were talking beforehand that all eight medalists in class before by one were sub 43s.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. When you think about, I don't know what I wish I could tell you. You would think a few years ago, Class B broke enough meet records and state records that they ran out of space on the flagpole, on the rope of the flagpole, and those are pretty tall flagpoles. I think they started hanging them on the fence. They ran out of so much room. Mm-hmm. Well, this year was not much different. I think when I took a picture of the flagpole, and I think there was like 13 state or meet records that were broken in Class B. So it's just incredible to me. And we weren't the only class doing that. I think there were some other classes. I think Class D had a lot as well. So I don't know what's going on here. When I looked at the 4x8 in Class B, you had to run 8.02 for eighth place, mm-hmm. which is an incredible time. I remember when 8 minutes was, just phenomenal, and you would probably have won with that. But, the state meet record was broken all class, was 7.44 is what I think it was Pius ran. So that is quite fast.
Because you think 8 minutes, that's too flat.
Too flat per person.
Per person.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. to have four guys do that.
Yeah, that's a 156
wow.
inch.
Yeah. Wow.
That's an average of 156.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
You think about how fast those guys are.
I know you got some seniors graduating once again, and you say thanks to what they did for a lot of those guys for 4 years, huh?
Yeah, you hate to see seniors go because, really, you watch them come in as freshmen, and you wonder where they're going to wind up. Help them progress through. By the time they're done with their freshman year, they have a pretty good feel where they are. However, they do move around a little bit. We have had several go from distances to sprints. We've had that happen many times. It just depends on where they wind up. But, you get them to where you want them to be pretty close, and then off they go, mm-hmm. So, Oliver's a great senior. He does a great job for us. Miles, a great senior for us. Just some really great guys. Blake Rodewald, was unable to go compete at district meet. I know that just tore him up, but he was battling some illnesses and just wasn't able to go. So, we're going to miss a lot of those guys. Just the way it works.
Yep.
The cupboard's not bare. We got some young guys that'll step up and it provides opportunities, really. graduation provides opportunities for the underclassmen to step up and fill those roles.
And you've got some junior high kids, eighth graders becoming freshmen. There was a lot of talent in that eighth grade bunch.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent there. You know, those guys had a nice spring. You know, they qualified a 4x4. I think they ran a 3:51. Qualified for the state meet. They didn't quite run that 3:51 when they got to the state meet, but that happens. But you know, there's some a good nucleus of guys there that can come in and going to do some nice things. One thing that's really nice about young men as they come in as freshmen, sometimes they're not, maturity has a lot to do with how well they perform. So as they go through, they tend to get more mature as they go through the years, and you see a lot of improvement from year to year on how well they perform. They get faster. We can take a Weston Walgren or any of those guys. You think of Weston as a sophomore, was a half miler, was not a sprinter at all, and then he found the weight room a little bit and started doing some more sprinting at the time he was a senior. Unfortunately, the season ended, with an injury, but he got a lot faster. Lucas Gomez Wilson is in the same boat. He was a hurdler for a long time and then decided he's going to make a switch and just go to the sprints only, and did a lot of great things for us there as well. So there's a lot of – you can see a lot of those guys that just continue to stay with the sport and work their way through, and they get faster and they get stronger and they get better at whatever the technicals are that they need to get better at. And, it's just fun to watch that progression.
For you, summer months, that means taking care of the bees, taking care of a garden, I think, right?
Yep, I got both.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Drown a worm every now and then.
Every chance I get.
Every chance. Those are the top three, right?
Yep, and now I've picked up another little hobby, hitting that little white ball around a little bit.
No! Really? Oh, my gosh.
Boys like to golf, so that's something for us to go do together. So, anyway, take a look.
The Sugaroo boys are out on a golf course near you. Oh, boy.
Look, we play fairway golf. It's usually not the right fairway, however.
Just go through, guys. Yeah. We're gonna be here a while, so just play on through.
Yep.
Well, cool. Yeah. That's neat.
Yep. So got a little summer project to do through the summer. So I try to stay busy through the summer. So yeah.
And before you know it, it's gonna be
Cross will be here.
Yeah, cross country. I know a lot of your cross country kids. You encourage. Hey, you got to get some miles in, don't you?
Well, if they don't put the miles on, they're gonna suffer through the fall. So cross country is a very short season. Track is short as well, but cross seems to be a little shorter to me. And if you don't come in some form of shape other than round, like me, the miles are difficult. Uh-huh. So we just need to make sure we come in the best shape we can be in, and then you'll have a more successful fall. So because cross is very similar to track, they're just getting faster.
Mm-hmm.
They are just getting faster. Class B girls last year, if you didn't run under 20 minutes, you probably didn't have a chance of placing. So in top five, I believe, last year were right at 19 or faster. So going to be, some challenges coming up for the girls. And boys, I think we have a good nucleus. So we just got to make sure we're putting in the miles and the right kind of miles. Those LSD miles don't work real well. So those long, slow distances, running those 10-minute miles probably isn't making us much better. So we got to make sure we're getting some quality miles in there as well.
Thank you for everything.
You are welcome.
Fall and the springtime, we'll do it again coming up in a couple of months. Okay,
won't be very long. I'll try to forget about it for now. So, but won't be long. We'll be back at her.